إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, if you want your phone to work, you have to charge it. If you want your dawah to work, you have to charge it. The charge of the dawah is called tahajjud. So if you are serious about dawah, make tahajjud fard on yourself. And learn to make dua with tears in your eyes for those you spoke to the previous day. And for those you are going to speak to today. Now, dawah is like agriculture. For successful agriculture, you need to take three steps. First is prepare the soil. Second is plant the seed. Third is water the plant, water the seed. If you miss any of these three steps, you will not be successful. You may have the best seed, but if you plant it in soil which has not been prepared, the seed will either not germinate or it will die after germination. If you prepare the soil well, but your seed is no good, then you will still won't get a crop. You prepare the soil well, you've got the best seed, you plant it and you don't water it, you will still not get the crop. Still, the crop will still be lost. So you need all three things. You need to prepare the soil, you need to plant the best seed, and you need to water it. Preparing the soil in terms of dawah is building a relationship with the person that you are going to give dawah to. That's part of preparation of the soil. Part of preparation of the soil also is to upgrade your knowledge, is also to do all the other things that were mentioned before, all of them leading to preparation of the soil. So, tazkiyatun nafs, purifying your own self, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, doing praying tahajjud every day, making sure there is no haram in your life, making sure that you are no munkarat in your life. All of this, preparing yourself, upgrading your knowledge, studying, all of these things, your own islah, going to a musleh, going to somebody who can do your islah. All of these things are critical to preparing the soil for the work of dawah. Then planting the seed is the actual speech, is the actual action that you are going to do in order to introduce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the other person. And remember, that starts with introducing Allah to yourself. You can't give what you don't have. A dead lamp cannot light another lamp. So light yourself first. And that is the planting of the seed. And then the watering of the seed is the water that comes out of your eyes, your tears. And those tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in tahajjud, in sujood, where you make dua for the person that you have been giving dawah to. Because remember, hidayat is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallam, man la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot give hidayat to whoever you want. Allah will give hidayat to whoever he wants. And this ayat is a comforting ayat for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he would get very upset, he would be very sad that people are not listening to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't worry about that. Your job is to convey, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayat to whoever is ready for this hidayat, because Allah knows the internal condition of the hearts of the people. Hidayat comes to the people who are genuinely interested in it. But our job is to convey. Our job is not to convince. Our job is not to argue. Our job is not to win debates. Our job is to convey. That is it. Convey in the best possible manner. And that is very important to understand. So the issue of the three things, make sure that you pray tahajjud. Then also give sadaqah every day. Because sadaqah cools the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And you need that for your work. Without this, you cannot have your work and you cannot do your work properly. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with you, then there is no faizan, there is no barakah in your work. So make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. And one of the ways of doing that is to give sadaqah every day. Doesn't have to be a lot of money. Doesn't have to be a lot of things. Can be something small. But make sure it happens every day, that you are giving sadaqah on a daily basis. That is very important. Every day you must be able to give sadaqah. Then be constantly in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And send lots of salat and salam, durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the route to the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you need it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who sends salat and salam on me, He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salat and salam 10 times on that person. So every time you send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salam on you 10 times. For every time that you send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how beautiful is that? So therefore, make sure that you are not stingy in your worship, you are not stingy in your in sending durood Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make sure that you do this as much as possible, and you will see the barakah in your life as a result of sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the route to help of Allah when you need it. Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and to make the work of da'wah easy for you, and to open the hearts of people, to connect them to himself even before you speak to them, and to give you the reward of your work in keeping with your in keeping with his grace and magnificence. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika.